Why should the air be the lung, you understand, and the water line be in the digestive system? So it has nothing to do with their internal functions. It just has to do with that where the energy happens to pass through from that particular flow. Now, in the little finger, we have the earth. And that has to do with the actual joint. Because when you hold the foot, you know they have joints. So, all right. The joint is here. Now, when you hold it a big hand, you know that what happens? You don't have much. Pressure gives the finger to squeeze a joint. But take away this finger and try.
Can't work it.
Little as it seems, and very insignificant, you don't have the closing pressure. And put the whole finger around, and just take that little finger to hold around that joint. The little finger is what gives you the anchorage. Peculiar phenomenon. As the man says, we are in a rush, how come you twist my toe and release the pressure in my neck? Okay. The upper portion of the hand in this full wavelength. And I look at it. It's all the etheric waves.
What?
Etheric waves.
Where is that? The upper joint?
The upper joint. Both of the lower hand and the upper joint, the first two, the first wave, all the etheric waves. Now the second line of the coming right close to the where the fingers connect, that's the air wave. That's the wave of air. Now from the ready the joint that connects, where the finger connects to the palm, you go halfway, that's like the, see where this line is? Right on that side. And hold it is the fire wavelength. That's your fire wavelength.
That stands the heart line.
Huh? Right there.
What's that?
Press that across like that. Not too far. This is ether. This is ether. This is fire. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now. Ether, ether, fire. Now we're coming to water. Water will be over here.
Right below the sun?
Right where the sun comes in. All right. And the last part that cuts into the wrist is the heart, the anchorage. You're going to find this going to be very important in manipulating, of pressing. Because you're going to find cupping, very strong cupping. That is when you find the joint, because you use your cupping. You're going to use it for cupping. That is for
you go like this and just pull right here.
Going to the cupping. But I've got a clear gain on my because it's going to be very important for motor and. Good job.
the hands so you can get it to clear up. Mm-hmm.
Upper portion there is your ether. Your ether. The second portion of the hand is your ear. This is your car. That's your water. And this is your earth. So you got it divided up.
What's your image for?
Energy goes out this way for the ether. Energy comes down this way for the ear. Energy goes out this way for the fire. Energy comes down this way for the water. Energy goes out this way. You see, it's not fake, but your mouth is making light. Figure it for itself all the time. Keeps going back. Now, this you know movement, the hairs of the hand, even the whole of the foot, seemingly dealing with the same conditions of the foot. So let's say that it is moving slowly. We will have the same condition here. Ether, air, fire, water, earth, in the foot. You got the idea? You got the same breakthrough. Now, since we're going to flex, we want to flex these tools in this direction. So that the tendon stands up. It doesn't stand up in the foot. So, in that way now you can flip the tendon. Flip the tendon. The toilet is working. Okay, let's take hold of a foot now and let's see if we can get established that cut. You see it there? Now, normally when you put it like that, down, so when you put it like that down, it's flat. You can't see the tendon. Right? Okay. Now, since we're going to work on the ether, because that's where the energies are coming in to make the flow, you want to bend it. So that pushes the tendon forward. As you bend it, now you know that the toe was already designed to push this way, to push the tendon. But you notice there are tendons above. Now, When you put this spice, the center tends to pull the toe down. Now, when you relax it mechanically, just merely relaxing, you notice that the tendons are pulling the toes back. So what is it doing underneath?
Okay.
It's stretching this one forward here, right? It's pushing this one out and pulling this. So, all you do is get it there and play your guitar. Now, dog, how clean. And you feel around, come all the way down to the heel. Get it. Now, this may seem very simple, but it will correct approximately 50% of the problem in the human body.
Just this one meridian?
Right. This wrong main movement, right? Because it comes down through the air movement in zone number one. And then you flip it, it rides out through zone number. I'm sorry, it comes through zone number one, it rides down through the air. Zone number two, this is zone number two. It comes down to the zone number two. And then you flip it or resonate it. It rises, the gas rises to zone number one. Just right out of the heat. Out.
Come down.
Right, so you come down and you twang it. That's it. Now, you'll notice that twang tends to release the pressure. If you let go, you'll notice. Right? But that pressure is released. So by trying it now, you can actually feel that the tendon and work around it now. You can work around the tendon, you see? And you're going to feel lumpy spots along the tendon, the side of the tendon, right? See like little hard spots there? Those little hard spots are sharp patterns set up there over the years. And they are in the inner organ along the connective tissue. And the gas has built up there. Now you just have to learn to wiggle it. Wiggle it.
Yeah.
Wiggle it. Now, this particular method is not so much pressure, it's a matter of feeling now. So,
okay, you don't have to
hurt somebody.
Okay.
In the early stages when you start, you massage to release them. But as you get into deep seated conditions in the body, then this here is correcting. You'll find if you flip this, where it's follow the resonance. No, that's a different thing altogether. You are doing this. You're shaking it loose. That's right, you want to shake it loose. If you're lifting it, it's like you're lifting something and shaking it. That's the big difference because this is setting up percussion bordering on your supersonic technique. So by rattling it.
The technique with this even.
This is called rattling.
Rattling.
W-R-A-C-K-L-I-N-G. You are rattling it. That's right. Let's call it a rattling. Or shake it.
Mm-hmm. What happens when it comes to sort of a crunchy thing?
Well, when you get the crunchy spot, you just massage it. Like if you do like that. See, like you're rolling it. And you get that, and you get, but don't squeeze it. You want to apply no pressure from it because it doesn't do anything. All it will do is just isolate itself.
But you're trying to,
right,
realize it itself. You don't want to do that. Everyone that is the miracle it, and then just decide.
I guess when he's getting a little
high. Ease off like this. Here's where your earth sign come back, and it's calm. Mm-hmm. You see, you come back in. Using the back of the hand, bang, that's what we call draining mode. It's going to take the exact shape. The shape is already designed to follow the contour and to produce the soothing effect. Mm-hmm. See? To produce that soothing effect.
Someone else
will be using it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Now that is what you call breaking the magnetic pull between two magnets. That's right. You're kind of wiping it away.
And
so you realize that you see, because this is where the earth movement is, towards the wrist. So the upper movement of the wrist. Now if you have two magnets stuck together and you want to pull them apart, don't you have to twist it out? Well, this is the same technique as twisting it separated. So you can do the same thing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And separation is good.
That is demagnetization and causing the suction between the joints to let go,
yes.
And the gases now will flow through the connective tissue which was interrupted or blocked. Now you have a response.
That makes it easier for the toes to pop.
Right,
it makes the toes can pop easy now.
After you do this and tear it apart like that, you'll find that the toes will pop easy. And you can pull them. See, they'll pop. Now they will not pop because they're locked with the suction. And this here will tend to break up free. See? Very simple. After you break pop naturally, you don't have to exert all that tremendous pressure after them. It'll pop, you see?
Good.
Once you get the technique, and this is more of working with the feel,
and learning
to recognize the motion. That's why it's good to recognize the flow. Now, if your hands are set up in joints, and your foot is set up in joints, and where did I bring my, a model of the foot.
Of
what is underneath the flesh, muscles, and nerves, is the bone. And that's how it fits in your body.
Do these move? Does this move?
Every single piece moves in your body. There's not one, but they're all held together inside there by suction and the magnetic pull and the ligament alone. Right? Everyone is supposed to move, and a healthy foot can come all the way back.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
This is just this part here. See where your first part is?
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice with this toe, the big toe, when you have one, two joints.
Mm-hmm.
And your little, the other toes have one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. So you can't do that to a big fish. As much as you can do in the little fish. There's more flexion in the little fish than the big fish. But here you have this portion here. The rest around. Now, when you got the foot, you're working like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to extend them when down in here. Now you can grab hold of the big toe after you've told it a couple of times. And see? And there's the toe. But I don't want to turn it too far for that because then it's really not doing much. It must be held up. Make sure you're holding it here.
See? Up, down, up. That's when it's work off on.
All right. So
yeah.
Hold it there and just turn it.
Well, you could spend hours on one person's foot.
Mm-hmm.
You got one.
Please, I am. It's hiding because you hurt me.
Okay. Now we find in the ankle. Ankles are very important because you settle and keep lots of fluid. You hear it now from here now. So you get above the ankle,
mm-hmm.
and you
rotate it. Could you hold it below if you're...
Yeah, below the ankle would be all right. But since you're doing it to yourself, it's better motion than this.
Yeah.
You reckon another person will do this.
Oh, yeah.
See the difference on the ankle thing? And you're finding that if you know it on, you must know what you're doing. This is therapy, it's not massage. Because that person's neck is going to be affected if you constantly run and drink like that, he's not helping him.
Okay.
You want the thing to relax, just be slow and gradual so that it'll go all the way back up to his neck. And your own neck you want to release, your own pressure in your neck. When you have a neck pressure from driving, you just take off that shoe and take that hole from
you. You can feel that where it's going to turn.
You have a little twist, a little like that, and back in both directions, and the pain in the neck will go away.
Yeah.
Because you, the whole gas release is gone.
Now, how were you doing it the first time, the first twist?
This way.
Yeah.
You see where my hand is?
Mm-hmm.
It's right up here. The impact point of the cup. This is what we call cupping. The metric
cupping.
Your
fingers on the
top. Right, so it forms a good suction bond. And where see where this is? Right in here, like a bond.
Uh-huh.
So it pulls. You know what you're working with. You've got perfect movement now to go in.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I'm not forcing the foot. I'm letting the foot work for itself. By its own shape. That's it, let's get like that. See?
Weren't you twisting it different a while ago?
Yeah, I'm twisting it this way. But you're not working. See what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm doing?
Okay. Okay.
Well, see what I'm saying.
He's working the toes.
Yeah.
Come around, watch and see what I'm doing.
Working the toes and.
Do it.
Yeah. Am I doing it?
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, no.
I'm letting the foot do the work. It's not a matter of twisting it around. I'm not just twisting around. It's this. This should be rigid.
Mm-hmm.
Doing. Now it's loosening up by itself, and all those joints are going to pop inside naturally because they are allowed to work for the first time in a normal movement. The only time you can get this kind of movement in your foot is if you climb up a tree. And we don't do tree climbing as much. Especially people who climb coconut trees. They get this kind of movement in their foot all the time. See, and you find that here is what you see, this movement, see, you got it cut into the base of the thorn. See how natural it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you make it a rotation movement, do the same down and up and rotate. Let me go around and see everybody on the right. Okay. But you're not moving this.
His foot's so heavy.
Good. Now you got it. You got it good. Now it's good. You got it good. You got it good.
Just automatically turn my whole body down this way.
Now, the grasses that are locked up in there.
Mm-hmm. And then you just put your leg foot out so
it doesn't
just flow right through.
Yeah, that's right.
Snaps in there.
You see, and we'll find how the cupping is so perfectly set. See, the bone is supposed to go against that part of the foot. Mm-hmm. See, cupping is the key to the movement. If you cup it right. So once you get the right cupping, then you are not working hard, and if you can work on somebody, if you got 10 people to work in one day, you will be very sad. I see a few people come and go to my place. The full length, the butt, so the energy runs right up, straight up to the head, second zone, third zone, fourth zone, fifth zone. Now, you see where that triangle is? Right in here. That's the suction in there. What you want to do is to work it. You got a good cupping.
Hold on to the chair.
Hold on to the chair. That's it. Get it? What I did?
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. You pull up the angle of that triangle.
Right. Well, that's right.
Ah.
It pops.
That triangle is
the triangle.
The triangle.
It's right in there.
Right.
It's taking
part of the heat. So which angle are you pulling up? You follow
this line right there.
Right. Where is it pulling you? Where do you feel it?
Anywhere.
Right. Not really,
sir.
Well, listen again. Now, in the other foot. You hold on, it's easy to hold on to.
Yeah, hear it?
Yeah.
That's it. Just a slight tug.
You shake it,
shake it, but it looks at them. So, and as long as you hold it, it's going to slip.
Come on, please.
Can I try somebody? Let's put him in a chair. You need to brace against something.
That's a little power.
I didn't shake.
I didn't shake.
I didn't shake.
I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake. I didn't shake.
Yeah.
Once you get one cup, you know what you're looking for. Why do you practice
discussion? Check you like this.
Yeah, right. You haven't talked it already. Crashing up button. One person. And a glass of distilled water. Two spoon of honey. And a teaspoon of apricot oil. We got that in the apricot oil.
It's pretty
tall.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
You
can get
the kernel of the apricot.
That's
one. Shake it up. Blend it up. Give it up good, no? Let it dissolve and shake it up good. And drink it.
Makes more time than eating much. Maybe you want to drink something.
Actually, you can make it up before going to bed and told me to deliver it. And I think for the next time, we'll show it up before we drink it.
And this is for full breakfast. What is the
apricot
oil in the
morning? Well, the amount is done for oil. And it's a highly vitality vitamin B12 and
mostly
B complex today.
How much a day?
We should have an 8 ounce glass for the morning and at least a teaspoon of the oil of the ethical oil.
What's the
next
for
Josh?
Cashew
nut butter.
Yeah.
Please put it in for only with 8 ounces of distilled water and a teaspoon of honey.
Could you tell me the purpose of the distilled water?
It doesn't have minerals that will leave the deposit in the body. Rainwater is very polluted and well water is full of chlorides and different ionized in it. And the water that comes up from the stuff is just flowing and flowing.
If you
the distilled water is mineral free, but it will take the minerals out of the peanut butter, the minerals out of the apricot oil, now that it's honey free, and where we give it to you now, so it will go right into the system, and there's no sedimentation from it.
And then this bottled water that's a lot cheaper using,
it's
still polluted,
isn't it? Well, it's not the, it's, we've got minerals in it, so the minerals
deposit. Well, what about this that I use, which is control mineral?
Control mineral is good.
We use, they use artesian well, deep well, and which is probably not polluted, and control it with distill.
Well, that is good. If you can store this water for the future use in case of survival, I would store distilled water and store alongside it a bucket full of apple cider vinegar and some honey. And when you're ready to use it, the water for drinking, so 1 gallon of distilled water, you put 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and 1 tablespoon of honey for your minerals back. The crystallized honey. So the crystallized honey has most of the minerals that you need in the body. And you dissolve the two with the water and drink that as drinking water.
Great.
For survival in the future, if we're going to run into a survival pattern, this is what I want to do there in the future, the store. The apple cider vinegar, the crystallized honey, and the distilled water, or drinking water. Any other kind of water, you just bathe it or not at all. But to drink in the future, in the survival pattern, that would be your best insurance against detrimental system.
We need to get it distilled, don't we?
All right.
Triple distiller.
Well, this is your department, and you can expect you to go start sponging around.
Okay.
And do sponge yoga.
Yeah. I've got a good first morning for
you. Okay.
For instance, spring water from the mountains.
It still carries minerals. I mean, minerals may be alluvial, or it may be zinc, it may be phosphorus.
Well, even if it's good minerals, it might be too heavy.
Right, it might be too heavy. It settles in the cone.
Oh, really? And, okay, there should... Would the atoms be going counterclockwise? Clockwise? The same as organic?
Yeah, but that's not a preferred of minerals. The purpose of it is that this is maybe too concentrated in the water and the sediment. So for future drinking, all you need is a bathe of warm sort of water. For normal drinking, and you get enough liquids in a day to make up your production. To get a good 3 or 4 glasses of water into your system, that will be of some benefit to you. This we have found to be the best way to take that vinegar, apple cider vinegar, which is malic acid, and you get your A and your C, and then you get your honey, which is the crystallized honey, like sugar. That honey, you blend the two with the vinegar and the honey, and put it to a gallon of water, so the water is not brackish, but at the same time, the proportion of minerals are there for that gallon of water that you need.
Do you know how
often
the vinegar from
this
thing
that you buy, just leave it safe, or? Yeah, you leave it just for me. You just spray it and spray it. Just spray it out. Actually, apple juice is the pre-vinegar stage. Pure apple juice is the pre-vinegar stage, and you leave it just for me. And then you spray it, and then the vinegar will come out. The vinegar is very sour, bitterish. And you strain it through a muslin cloth, and you get all the sedimentation out, and then you have pure apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar is good in the morning, where grape vinegar is good for the middle of the day from the grape juice, and your pineapple vinegar is good for you at night. See, every fruit within his own time cycle does make a vinegar. Like even potato makes vinegar. Banana skin makes vinegar. The only problem with banana skin is freedom. There's freedom. You see, that was freedom when they bring them in from Jamaica or those places.
Yeah, but if you got a pyramid,
won't
that nullify?
It would nullify.
I use
pyramid.
What do you have in line with?
From magnetic north. It's a degree and a half from that. If you take a circle, you draw a circle, and get your magnetic north established, then move the compass a degree and a half towards the right, and you have what is called geophysical north from the north
pole. Location,
yeah, well, it will always follow a degree and a half towards a right angle.
Oh, it won't. Sure. Navigation, you both things, it's up to 8, 10 degrees. So
yeah, it could be. You're right.
Depends on where you. More than that, depends on where you are on the globe.
Yeah.
You call your airport. The airport will give you a compass correction.
Yeah.
Navigational thing will give you correct.
Because of blind flying, they have to use it.
What are you asking for?
Asking for the position of true north, how many degrees off your compass it is. They'll give you plus or minus, or north and west, or east and west, you know, 20 degrees.
Yeah, where the Bureau does that?
8 degrees here.
8 degrees?
It should be 8 degrees for Texas, that's what I'm thinking.
8 degrees.
There's another way.
From the
right.
To the right.
You take
to the
left.
To the left.
And exactly at 12 noon, or the point where you take a stick, you take
if
a shot of
the
shortest length of
the
shadow.
I think the pyramid, and I don't know what
it means.
I think you put it on the pyramid. I don't know what it means.
Who takes your pyramid? I'm a pyramid.
I'm getting another lady.
I'm going to start wearing around town.
Dunscap
is
like a pyramid.
Which is made of Dunscap like a pyramid.
So they need that energy, don't they?
The magnetic north is in Hudson Bay. It's at the location.
If you sail north of it, you're going to be going south instead of north.
Anyway, the thing is this. In the human brain, the person who has a high ratio of IQ, in the roots of the hair, there is more copper and zinc,
you know.
And the person with a lower IQ, they have found that there's very little copper and zinc in the roots of the hair. Now, if you raise the copper zinc ratio of the person's nutrition balance, their memory cells begin to fire properly and they begin to store data correctly. They don't have this wandering of the mind. They're able to center properly on the information.
The sources of this copper zinc?
Well, sources of copper and zinc are limited for mammal supply of fire, mostly in seafood, as kelp.
Are any of the tissue salts zinc and copper?
I think, silica should be. I think the ferrous silica is one of the ferrous silica, because I think there is a copper and zinc base in the fissure salt.
I showed Margaret that pyramid we found. I looked at it closer, and the thing, I haven't measured exactly, but if it's off, it's not off by much. It's almost the exact dimension. But even if it was off, it'll still have an effect. It just won't be as much. That's just the ideal ratio of the pyramid is. We've got a piece of base 100, sides 95% X.
Is this in the polyphenol?
In other words, you've got your base is 100%.
100.
Your side is 95% of your base.
Yeah.
Because you've got a base that's 10 inches long, your height sides are 9.5 inches long. 20 inches long, sides can be 19 inches long. It's very simple. You can take the ratio of anything.
These are the manufacturers of it.
Yeah. Well, it's based on the principle of having alternate layers of metal and
Would there be any fear of popping your kundalini sitting under a pyramid meditating?
How far you pop your kundalini?
Well, in other words, let all the energy out too quick.
You get sunburned in northern. You get sick in pyramids.
Is it just kundalini yoga? In other words, some people flip out from the energy coming out too fast.
Jim said that
by your brain, I've got a very close, you know Rick Petros?
Not serious.
He knows this guy, and he met him personally, that he flipped out. He's practicing kundalini yoga, and he got up 2 or 3 o'clock every morning to meditate in his kundalini. He had a wife and kids and everything, and he flipped out or something or other. And I don't. Last they found out, he was out running around with some other chick, and had never come back to his wife and kids. Apparently, he forgot all about it. He said he lost consciousness. Is this possible?
The most that can happen is you can be unconscious for just a little while.
Well, it depends. I'm not sure how many layers, but
this is the book that's been written. This guy's making $4.95.
Yeah, the more layers, the more powerful.
Cover somebody.
Just that was what really was happening.
See, the principle is that
that was what was really happening.
The organic substance draws the energy.
What happened to the guy? I mean, he flipped out somehow. He had a wife and kids, and he was, doing really fine, and he flipped out somehow, and he got run out running around. I guess he lost consciousness of his wife and kids, and compared to that, kept out of the bed.
And that was back in the 50s.
The kundalini should be awakened prematurely. You could pass out for 5 minutes or so. This is what I've been led to believe. Come to see the talking viewpoint. The dangers of premature awakening. Yeah, they warn you. Everybody warns you against it. But I haven't heard you talk that. So, tell us.
You stay awake. The watch, if you watch yourself fall asleep, you usually stay awake.
How do you watch yourself fall asleep?
Or eventually you just finally go unconscious. You can't.
That's right.
Because you go unconscious.
Oh. Once you go unconscious.
Your mind goes.
My mind.
Leaves you.
So you don't have a mind then, I'm doing.
I don't know. I don't claim anything. I'm just here.
What is 8 degrees left of true north?
Your body the cells turned on the volume of the biological magnetism that is pulling them in a state of charge, and it flows back up the spine to the brain. Now, in a normal human being, this flows very slow. So there is no alteration of consciousness, or there is no definite abnormality occurring in the body. So the person appears to be very normal when they fall asleep, and they will appear to be unconscious when they're sound asleep. That is accepted to be a normal sensory motor relaxation of the nerves. Now, people who are said are practicing Kundalini, do you know what the word Kundalini means? It means coiled up. Now, if the energy is coiled up in the cell, it means that the energy is compressed. Now, the normal volume is that same energy relaxes in a spring. And before a spring, what happens? It stretches gradually, but pull it hard, what happens?
It stretches out of shape.
No?
It'll pull the finger back.
Yeah.
The recoil. It's a spring already. Yeah. If you pull it, you only can pull it so far and then it'll slow back. Pull it hard and what happens?
It'll snap back.
It snaps back. So when they say you awaken from the Kundalini, you get knocked out. You know what they're talking about. The normal relaxation of the energy in the cells, which puts you to sleep in the state of unconsciousness, is now raised to the state of acceleration to put you in an unconscious state faster. That's all you did, and you did it by rattling the body. People who practice Kundalini exercise, what do? They shake their body, and this is what we call rattling, which you do in your foot. You do the same thing, and you pull. What did you do just now to get the foot to snap from the ankle?
Right.
And you rack it, and suddenly it finds itself to release, and then you just do the jolt, and the whole thing snaps. Now you find the same thing is happening in the spinal column from the individual who's rattling their sensory energy that allows them to fall asleep in a state of unconsciousness normally. For the first time, he had rattled it by the breathing and by the motion of the spine, to rattle the thing, and it flips up to the brain and comes back down. So it suddenly flips to the brain, he's unconscious too soon, he can't gain control because he doesn't expect it to knock him out. As much as you don't expect to fall asleep and watch yourself fall asleep. Right? You don't see yourself falling asleep. You don't know what moment you shut off when you decide to fall asleep. You're tired, and all of a sudden you're trying to stay awake. Can you really stay awake and feel it till you fall asleep? If you could go into that unconscious state and be aware, then you would see this flow. Then you would understand that the energy is exactly what's happening inside it when it's rattled too fast and allowed to fly up by recoil action to the brain to shut it down too quick. Now, it goes up too fast, therefore the centers of the entering glands, which you call the chakras, are bristled. They are bristled too fast, so they flare up. Now if it comes up normal, and a little faster than normal than the sleep state, which is called the trance state of meditation, it's allowed to come up naturally. That's why I said the glories of my soul, the light goes on by itself. It is allowed to rise up naturally from the kidney, then you are in control. It's just the same energy that is putting you to sleep now being forced to put you in a state of unconsciousness too fast. So if you understand what it is, then you understand that there is nothing to be afraid of. Just do not put yourself in a state of unconsciousness too fast. Don't rattle it.
Then Kundalini can't really hurt you?
Well, I just said it. What was I just saying?
Well, I mean, it couldn't hurt you to the point to where you'd flip out.
You go into an unconscious state too fast in which you wouldn't control it.
Yeah.
That's not hurting you. You don't have any control.
The hurt is that you may, if you do it in the middle of the road and the car is there, then that's the hurt. As far as flipping out in the bedroom.
Yeah.
In the bedroom, that's it. Nothing is going to happen to you. You just went into an unconscious state too fast, that's all. It's not even having to be a dangerous thing. You went in there without control. In other words, let them jump on a train or an automobile moving.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see those pictures where the cowboy or the man riding in the horse and then jump in the train and it gets on the road. You've got to time it. If you miss time, what happens?
He falls in
between the tracks.
He couldn't control it.
Couldn't control it. So the energy is traveling so fast up the spinal cord that the normal senses cannot keep pace with it. It cannot keep time with it. So it's too fast, it goes too fast. It goes faster than we can recall, faster than we can relate.
I was always under the impression it was like putting a 12 volt bulb in a 110 volt outlet and you were short circuit. Too much energy, no?
No. This is the way they would like to describe it for the individual, because he is not functioning after the energy hits the brain. The cerebrum too fast and shut it down. It goes up too fast.